All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the battleground is set for tomorrow night at the Louisiana Superdome, as it will be the site for this season's college football playoff championship, as you're going to have the Clemson Tigers clashing with the LSU Tigers. Now, Clemson comes into this game not only as a defending national champion, but they are also riding a 29-game winning streak. And the last time that they lost was in the Superdome during the 2017 Sugar Bowl when they fell to the Alabama Crimson Tide, who would eventually go on to win the national championship. You look at the job that Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney has done in his tenure there. Each of the last five seasons, Clemson has found themselves in the playoff. This is the fourth time in those 5 years that they have reached the championship round, and now they are looking for their second title in a row and their third title in the last 4 years. You look at the talent that Clemson has assembled on offense. First and foremost, quarterback Trevor Lawrence. He's only a sophomore, but this guy is calm, cool, collected, and unfazed in that pocket, and it was on display during the Fiesta Bowl on New Year's Eve, in late December, rather, when Clemson fell behind early to Ohio State 16-0. Trevor Lawrence never got rattled. He rallied his team, and then he also led this team down the field in the waning minutes on a game-winning touchdown drive. Now, this Clemson defense, they have 19 interceptions this season, and they're going to be put to the test. Why? Because you look at so much talent that LSU has on offense this season. Of course, you have the Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback in Joe Burrow. You have some dangerous wide receivers in Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and Terrence Marshall. Then you also have tight end Thaddeus Moss, who is the son of NFL Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Famer, rather, Randy Moss. And now you have running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And the thing is this, LSU really dodged a bullet in their Peach Bowl blowout victory over Oklahoma. Why? Because they really didn't have to use Edwards-Helaire. He was coming into that game nursing a hamstring injury, and before you knew it, LSU was up by like two or three touchdowns, and you know they were on cruise control from that point on. Now you've had an opportunity, if you're Ed Orgeron, to now sit back and allow Helaire to get that leg even more rested, and he should be 100% at game time tomorrow night. You also look at this LSU defense led by freshman cornerback Derek Stingley, and it's going to be imperative to see this matchup tomorrow night between Stingley going up against T. Higgins at wide receiver. You're talking about two of the best in the country right there going at it. I'm looking at the defensive coordinators. I'm looking at Brent Venables for Clemson and Dave Aranda for LSU. Neither one of these guys shies away from dialing up the blitz. We saw Brent Venables bring the heat during the Fiesta Bowl versus Ohio State, and that helped to reverse the tide in that game as Clemson fell down early. But the thing is, as far as bringing the pressure to Joe Burrow, it's going to be a little bit different. Why? Because Joe Burrow is more of a pocket. He's more of a better quarterback than Justin Fields is of Ohio State. And then on top of that, Justin Fields was not healthy in that game. You saw him with the big brace on his ankle. He also, on his knee rather, he did have ankle issues heading into that contest as well. and his mobility was limited in that contest. Joe Burrow, we've seen what he could do when he gets out of the pocket. He can really affect the game aside from his arm, but also with his legs. So it's going to be a lot of disciplined football for this Clemson defense. Dave Aranda is going to try to bring the heat with his front seven as well. But the thing is, Trevor Lawrence simply does not get phased. So that's going to be a big factor in this game. Now, you look at Ed Orgeron. This guy, he was overlooked when he first got the job at LSU, just like Dabo Sweeney was at Clemson. But the people there believe in Ed Orgeron. He is from that Bayou area. You can hear the thick accent when he talks. He relates to the people. His players love him. The alumni love him. And this program has really rallied around Coach O in a very short period of time. Now, barring the national championship game several years back, where LSU was shut out by Alabama at the Superdome, for the most part, the Superdome is LSU's home away from home. So make no mistake about it, they are going to have the crowd on their side. LSU school president has closed, as I'm giving them, students off both Monday and Tuesday to get an opportunity to get to this game and also watch the game and also support their team. So definitely you can expect a very electric atmosphere tomorrow night under the lights at the Dome. This is the type of thing that Clemson likes to go into because they know that they're going to be the underdog. They know that LSU is expected to win and they want to go out there and shatter those dreams. It won't be that easy. I think the things that are going to be the difference makers in this game, number one, you're going to have a healthy Clyde Edwards-Helaire at running back. That changes the dynamic of everything that Clemson wants to do on defense. You have a healthy and a cerebral Joe Burrow at quarterback. That changes things. And unlike Ohio State, LSU has more depth at the wide receiver position, and that is going to make this Clemson defense in the secondary stay honest. So you're going to look at the matchups, like I said, with Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and Terrence Marshall. That is definitely going to change things in this matchup. And when it's all said and done, I think LSU caps off this dream season with a 37-31 victory to get their national championship. It's a game of two great teams. Somebody has to win, somebody has to lose. But with all of the momentum that the Bayou Bengals have right now, it is very tough for me to bet against them. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several months away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.